we come back live. I'm Rick Moore, along with Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett. Tim Kearns on the other line as well. And coach, another win. Congratulations. You guys, big win over the weekend. I know I have it right here. I just mentioned it. Ipswich 28, North Reading 14.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a big step in our program. It's been a long time since we've been on the winning side in that game, and we haven't played them in a couple of years, but it was nice to see the kids step up and play, you know, our style of game, and we were able to come out with a win in the end, sure.
You know, it looks like in the scoring summary that you sent us, I hate to use Bill Belichick's the all three phases, but it looked like you had contributions from everybody.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I think our game plan was kind of, you know, going into that, you know, our coaching staff did a great job getting their kids ready, and they run some really dynamic stuff. So we're hoping to, you know, win all phases of the game like every team's trying to do. But, you know, that happened to fall in our favor, and it helped, definitely in the scoreboard, sure.
All right. Someone who stood out, I see Chase Huntley's name here a couple of places in the scoring. Tell me a little bit about his performance and maybe, how are the things went?
Yeah, no, he played really well. I mean, he's got a couple hundred yards games, which is outstanding. And yeah, we're really happy with his contribution. And he seemed to be stepping up, and he's been a contributor now for a couple of years, but it's nice to see the dividends pay off. And him running well, you know, the other running backs are also running hard and blocking for him. And I was happy to see the offensive line also kind of set the tone a little bit up front for him. So it was good.
Tim?
Biggest change you've seen in your team coach for this year?
Biggest change. Well, I decided to switch the offense and switch in a COVID year.
in a short practice season, yep.
Yeah, short practice season. So, don't pick my brain on that one. But, you know, so we're still trying to, you know, keep things, getting things still figured out. And we're able to get the ball in offense. It's been great. You know, it's been a lot of fun. So it's been challenging, but the other side of things, you know, everyone's in the same boat. A couple of guys have really stepped up their game. One of them is Nikhil Walker, defensive end, and you know, is also playing tight end. He's been a force. You know, he's been all in. You know, Cole Terry's been, you know, a solid rock right there in the middle for now 3 years. So, you know, when these kids get 18 versus 16, and they've had that experience, kind of been there, done that type deal on the field. Nothing seems to faze them as much, and it's been great, you know, having those guys on the field and being good leaders.
You know, I got to ask, I'm trying to focus on this. I have to ask coaches about interior linemen, because when you send me these scoring summaries, it's always, most of the time it's a skilled player, and you see the stats, and this guy's got 100 yards and so on. But when you look at the film, coach, who catches your eye as an interior lineman on either side of the ball?
Nikhil Walker at 6'5" has been a pretty good core.
Well, you can't miss him.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you can't say he's an under the radar guy. There's two guys that.
I didn't mean it that way, Coach. I meant brag about him. Please do.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, no. He's been outstanding. And his stats and numbers and have been through the roof. And then I guess if you're looking at, you know, I got to give some love to the rest of the guys too. Of course, that, you know, Jack Weil has been a great contribution playing on both sides of the ball, and I thought Aiden Lewis last game played the best game I've seen him play on the offensive line since, you know, he's been a part of this. So, and a lot of the guys have good, solid contributions. Those are just ones that jumped out of my head right away.
Tremendous.
And again, no slight to anyone else.
No, of course. Cool. Sure. Yeah, that's the trouble when I ask coaches, because, you know, it's tough to, you're coaching, and I know how hard it is to mention names and go to practice with coaches and stuff like, I mean, with kids and, you know, and stuff like that, but I do want to keep up with the interior linemen. I can't find anything on what your schedule is. Who do you have next?
We got a bye this week.
Well, that would be the reason. Okay.
Lined up. And then we got Newburyport right behind that, which looks like a very good team. We just saw them. They had a tough one against Linfield, and they're physical, run the ball, play really good defense. Offensively, they're dynamic, and you know, they had a couple turnovers last game that, you know, kind of, you know, got to them, but they look like they're very pretty polished team. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to get ready for in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Linfield has had a very impressive start, beating Newburyport this past weekend by 6 points. Coach, this is great. Nice start. I mean, I know it's a short season, but it's got to feel good.
Oh, absolutely. And these are two, what I'm thinking and guessing, teams that we we beat that are going to win more games than they lose. I thought these teams are pretty talented, and I thought, you know, watching these are two good games for fans to watch and live stream and stuff like that. So I'm hoping we can continue to get better, you know, and keep climbing off this. And I think those were two pretty solid teams that we were, you know, very fortunate to be on the winning side of.
Well, congratulations.
Either way, both times.
Congratulations, Kevin, and we'll talk to you again soon.